13 minutes past 8 o'clock, and Barry Chapman, our very special guest on a Tuesday. He's the plumbing boss, and he's in the house. And I wanted to just prequel this conversation with something that happened to me over the weekend. And it is always on weekends or public holidays, I think, Murphy's Law, that a pipe goes. And in this instance, it was a pipe that came off the water main before the stopcock at the main water terminus going into the house. A little pipe does a T-junction off the main pipe to a garden tap. And that was the pipe that was leaking. So there was almost panic. You can imagine. It was a Saturday. I thought, oh no. Who comes out on a Saturday? But I have been listening to this conversation of ours, taking to heed that Chapman Plumbing always will respond to your emergencies, come high days, holidays, doesn't matter. So I'd made the call, and I'll tell you, your guys were marvelous. They were there.
So awesome.
Rapidly, they attended to the problem quickly, found the leak very, very fast, sorted it, and saved a bomb. I wanted to ask you, in the case of that kind of situation, if you have water insurance, how does that work?
So, the first thing you need to do is make sure that you've got the water insurance on your SEMCorp or your SOAR, Caesar Water bill. I think it's all of a great amount of about $20 or something like that per month. So what you'll do is when you have a leak at your property, once the leak is, or the burst pipe is repaired, you then take your meter reading down. Well, your plumber should naturally also take a photo of your water meter, depending on the severity of the burst pipe. And then you would submit that to contact Caesar Water. Tell them that you've had a burst pipe on the property, you've got water loss cover, and you submit all the information with your invoice and a little report from your contractor, and they will go through your averages, your monthly consumption, and they'll see the spike, and they'll cover that portion of the spike.
Okay, so it's a doable thing.
As far as I'm aware, you need to get onto it quite quickly, because it's 3 months that you have. So if you have a leak or a burst pipe that's extended for more than 3 months, sorry for you. So you really do need to jump on it quite quickly and make sure that you get it resolved. That's why it's so important to, you know, like periodically, once a week, once every 2 weeks, just go have a look at your meter and make sure that it's not
flying,
running like it's training for the Comrades Marathon.
There you go. Now, you've said that on several occasions, and you can never say it, I think, too many times, because repetition is important to the facts sink in and stay with you. If you check your water meter when you shouldn't have anything running, in other words, all the taps in your house are off, no appliances are running like a washing machine, and if you look at the water meter and there is a wheel turning, you know you've got a leak.
There's a problem.
And that's when you call your favorite plumber. It's so important to check that. You see, we don't do that because it's outside. So you've got to actually walk out of the driveway gate and
It becomes a bit of an effort.
Onto the verge and then into the greenery. I mean, it's not an effort at all, but I'm lazy as hell. So that's what.
So besides for wasting, you know, the extremely precious resource, you're also throwing money down the drain if you don't jump on it quickly. You know, people will look at a toilet got a little bit of a dribble on it, and it can progressively get worse, and you can't actually really notice that it's running any faster than what it used to. And you can consume up to 5,000 liters of water a day from a toilet that's running continuously.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's...
And does that I presume it does. Of course, it is a leak.
Yeah.
Even though it's just a washer that should have been replaced.
So with your water loss cover with Caesar Water, your burst pipe has to be underground. It may not be a visible item.
Okay.
So it becomes your responsibility as the homeowner to make sure that anything above ground, toilets, geysers, anything that's above ground that's leaking, gets noted and repaired immediately. The reason why they cover underground items is because you can't physically see it leaking.
Mm.
And until you realize that your water meter is just about to spin to pieces because it's racking up them numbers.
Okay. Well, that's so as far as leaks goes and leak prevention and detection, that's an important piece of advice. You were in Johannesburg recently. I'm so sorry for you. It's not a nice place to be. Yeah, but no. you went there with a purpose. What was that all about?
Yeah, so we started off with a bit of an adventure, flying up, had a Thursday full of appointments and everything, and then ducked off to the airport 1 o'clock to get on the plane at 20 past two. And then we had a delay and then jumped on the plane and we got told we had to sit in the plane for an hour and 15 minutes just in case we get a slot to fly to O.R. Tambo because there was some...
So you were sitting on the runway longer than the flight it would have taken you to Joburg?
100%.
My word.
Yeah, so we then arrived in O.R. Tambo and I was a little bit late for my evening, but fortunately enough I didn't miss the main event. And yeah, we nipped up there, caught the shuttle around to Emperor's Palace and went to this IHP Giza launch. And I'll tell you what, it was quite a phenomenal event. You had the likes of the partners that were involved. There was Builders Warehouse and Nedbank and IHP and IOPSA. So all the parties that had collaborated together to make this product become something. We're all there, and they were from personal experiences because a few of them have installed the units themselves in their houses, and you got reviews from all the specific people as you're going through. And then there was a Q&A session as well where you got to pose questions and all sorts of things like that. And the lovely thing, one of the reasons why Nedbank got involved was a financing option. So... And they focused a lot more on the financing option for commercial facilities, hotels, lodges, factories, all of those things. So it's kind of like an asset finance perspective. And it was quite amazing to see the cost effectiveness of financing the unit. They're also doing a rent to own process, and they are currently on the final stages of a residential or private use finance option as well. That's looking that it's going to be within the region for the 100 liter about 780 rand, for the 200 liter about 850, and for the 300 liter it was about 920 rand a month for 48 months. So, which I think is amazing. When you do the numbers, yes, there's obviously a fair bit of interest in there. But when you work out your savings that you're getting on a monthly basis, you're basically paying that.
So the savings are paying for the Giza.
Basically paying that installment.
And once 48 months is up, it just is a net saving.
Cash in the pocket, yeah.
Wow.
So really, really exciting. The one thing that we are delayed on is... There are no IHPs in South Africa.
Yeah, you see, this is always the problem, is the supply, isn't it?
So they ordered, when IHP picked up and things started flying, they flew off the shelves. And the orders were put in with the factory to manufacture more. And it's been 2 months. We've been waiting for new shipments to come in, and there's been customs issues and all sorts of other nonsense. But we've now been told that beginning of June, mid of June, 100% they're going to be here, and that's going to be the 200 liter and the 300 liter.
Okay, so not too long to wait.
Not too long. I've got a number of clients that have already signed up for them, and they're very excited about this saving power. And the joy about it is you can run the thing off of your solar system because it draws such a minute amount of energy.
Well, technology is there, and if you use it and you use it properly, it can be a huge saving and a great relief. And gosh, the economy being as it is, all the savings that you can make will ultimately pay you back in huge dividends down the line. 100%. So there it is, Barry. Nice to know that the new technology is going to be available shortly. I'm sure Belisa is going to benefit from it tremendously. And we will continue our conversation, plumbing conversation, in another week's time.
Beautiful. Yeah, so IHP is working on their 29 megawatts, hashtag 29 megawatts. I think it was 10,000 geysers that they want to install, and they can reduce the country's load by 29 megawatts.
Wow.
Which is basically a power station.
Wow, it's incredible. It all works together for the good. That's fantastic news. Barry Chapman from Chapman Plumbing. You got a problem, you have a solution in Chapman Plumbing, for sure. And Barry will be back in a week's time. And meantime, this will be up as a podcast so that you can listen again on demand. You're on The Morning Show.